Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The lilacs are in bloom and the dandelions are popping. It's time for the In the Moment gardening segments. Eric Helland is president and owner of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and he's here to answer your questions about gardening and growing. We've got a little short segment today, so if you have a question for Eric, I call right now. It's 800-524-3604, 800-524-3604. Send a text at 956-SDPB. Eric, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, so I spent the weekend in my yard, and one of the things I realized real quickly is how easy it was. I mean, you had to clean out, anything that you hadn't done in the fall, but then Correct. Everything was just so much easier if you stay on top of it, and I made a mental note to say, you know, get out here often, because if you don't by June or July, things get out of hand. So let's start there and talk about what are some of the early things that we should be doing, you know, for a garden or for a yard, for our trees right now. Where do you want to begin?
Well, right now everybody's seen a massive bloom of dandelions,
right.
And those were, you know, they turn yellow into white, and it seems like within days they're just completely all over. So if people want to try to treat those, now is the time to be treating them and trying to get them under control, even just cutting them so they don't go to seed. That helps a lot. And then treating, again, remember, if you are treating anything, the more foliage it has to absorb whatever chemical you decide to use, the better. Fertilizing lawns, now is a great time. And when you fertilize your lawns, you also fertilize your trees and your shrubs, because a lot of the times those roots go out into the lawn. And so any type of extra fertilizing you can do, that helps. And then also mowing. You know, everybody probably started mowing a little bit shorter, and now we'll have to turn into, you know, probably the beginning of June, start raising that mower deck up a little bit higher. That'll help alleviate, especially people that haven't had a lot of rainfall, alleviate any browning out or drying out of lawns.
How are we entering the season as far as moisture is concerned?
Well, according to the news, it's really sporadic. I guess, you know, down here in the southeast part of the state, it's very, very, and it all depends. I don't know exactly everything. I know in the Sioux Falls area, we're pretty wet, we've got enough moisture. But at the same time, everything's so green, it's going to suck whatever and use up any of that existing moisture. So I would say within a short period of time, we would be needing rain here very, very soon.
Can you tell, sort of looking at your yard, wherever you're at, because it might be different in different communities, what are the signs that you need to start, you know, taking things into your own hands and start watering?
Well, when you walk across the lawn when it's dry and it does not bounce back up, and it actually, the leaves and the blades of the grass kind of lay down flat, and then you'll kind of see a graying look, then that's when you're a little bit stressed out for water. And so a good lawn is you step on it, it bounces right back up, and it doesn't leave, you know, foot marks or start to look gray. Right now, I don't think there's anything that's stressed and no need to be watering quite yet.
Right. How about when you go out to your yard and it is so bumpy, right now, does that change over the winter? Does it settle down? Is it a sign of something if your yard is really uneven?
Well, unevenness, a lot of people don't like that, because I think it's a great sign, because then that way you have a lot of good activity, and activity can be just earthworms. And, you know, with the weather, with everything being so late and delayed this year, you know, us really not getting started until the past few weeks, the earth starts to warm up, therefore the earthworms start to wake up, and so those are the ones that, after we do get a rain, they come to the surface and they help aerate. And that's just a natural occurrence. Nothing to be concerned about. If people are really concerned about it, you can roll it. You can smooth it out. But over time, I mean, depending on how much traffic you have on your lawn, it'll flatten out too.
Sure. And can it be a root system too, if you have lots of shrubs or trees in your yard?
That's a great point. If you have large shade trees, or even evergreen trees too. And yes, their roots will start to, we call them just surface roots, and that's just very typical of every tree, that they'll, the surface roots, and that's just the tree roots actually popping out of the ground. They're just getting bigger, so then the circumference starts to grow, and so on the top side you'll start to see them raise up, and that's just going to be normal when trees start to, the roots start to appear. And then there's really nothing, you don't want to be cutting those roots out, and you don't want to be adding soil on top of those roots, because then you'll just suffocate the tree, because there's a lot of transpiration that happens between the roots in the soil and even the air.
Yeah. Here's a question from someone who took out a larger lamb's ears and split it into three different plants. Two of them did not come up, but one did. Do you suppose the others are still coming, or perhaps they didn't take? What are your thoughts?
That would be one is perennials are just, they're starting to wake up. They, depending on what side of the house they put it on, if it was on the northeast, west side of the house, west and south side of the house, that tends to warm up faster. The best thing to do is where you planted them, just take your fingers lightly and just brush over it and see if you see any green popping up. Lamb's ear, depending on how much of a root system you are able to transplant from the original and transplant over, that'll, as with any perennial, that'll be the basis on if you have any success.
All right, south side of the house, I'm told.
South side of the house, okay.
South side, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, if you haven't seen it by now, but you can kind of just scrape away and see if you see anything green in there. And sometimes things just take a little bit more of a little bit longer. Plants are like people. We all wake up at different times during the day.
That's good to know. Yeah. All right. We've got a good start on the season. Short segment today, but we'll have lots more as the summer progresses. Eric Helland is president and owner of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.